And joining us right now at Coach Beckler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R on Twitter, CoachBeckler.com. You might conclude that Jamie Beckler is a coach, but you would need to know much more. He's also a leadership trainer. He's also a former athletic administrator. He's also a father of a real cool son and probably an even cooler wife. Right, Jamie Beckler?
She's a saint having to put up with me. She's very cool.
Well, the fact that she told you that, no, you are not a violation of the Eighth Amendment barring cruel and unusual punishment should encourage you, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm a lucky guy. She's been very supportive through the years, especially as a college basketball coach. I traveled around quite a lot, and she was always willing to pick up the tent and travel around with me. So, definitely a lucky guy.
Well, you are also a man of prolific words on paper with a new book that is coming out. Wait a minute. Let me check here. I know that press release is here somewhere. Let's see. Oh, July 28th, right?
July 25th.
Ah.
But July 28th works as well.
way to cover for me, Jamie. Good, good. If you just send me the press release,
July
we wouldn't have this problem, Jamie.
Anytime after July 25th, the book will be available to the public. Yeah, the Leadership Playbook. So looking forward to that. I don't know about me having prolific words, though. I try to use very simple words because that's what I am. But the book is hopefully a real simple book, easy to read for student athletes. And we go around the country speaking to a lot of teams, high school and college teams, and we share a lot of stories about how to be a better teammate, but really how to be a better leader, how to be a better person, how to develop those character skills. Because a lot of coaches are going to talk about X's and O's. They're going to train you in those physical skills that you need. But a lot of times what gets neglected is those intangibles. And that sometimes is the difference between winning and losing. Why is Joe Montana or why is Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre so good at the end of a game when other quarterbacks aren't? Sure, they have skills, but everybody in the NFL has skills. So what's those intangibles and how are they able to manifest themselves when it matters most, in pressure situations? And so those are some things that we try to teach in the book and try to provide a lot of stories to help student athletes be a better leader.
Is it story time, Uncle Jamie?
I'm not sure it's story time, like everyone gather around and I'm going to put you to sleep. Like I try to do my son every night at bedtime. You try to read him a good story that's really boring and puts him to sleep.
Hey, I got a guarantee for you, Jamie, if you want him to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Go back to 1984, DOS 2.1. Disk operating system. You open that DOS manual and read it to him. I guarantee you, as you explain the syntax of the C:\prompt, he'll be asleep in two minutes. Just so you know.
Wow.
But that's... you've got better stories to tell.
Yeah, but as you talk about 1984, you probably think of DOS 2.0, or you think about George Orwell's book. I think about 1984 with the Detroit Tigers winning the World Series, because that's the last time they won a World Series. So as a growing up a Detroit Tiger fan, that's immediately what I thought of about 1984. But I digress, because I'm sure you don't have a lot of Detroit Tigers listeners, but you may.
Actually, we have a very inveterate Detroit Tigers listener. He checks in with me periodically. So
it's that one guy. All right.
Yeah. Well, one Tigers fan. It's nice, Jamie.
But I do know that you have some Wisconsin Badger fans.
Yes.
And, one of the stories in the book that we have is we kind of talk about a certain young man that played for the Badgers that through his first 2 years of playing basketball, he only averaged right around 3 points per game. And he only saw 9 minutes of playing time. And so, most people, when they're not playing very much, when they're only playing 9 out of 40 minutes, they're disgruntled, they're frustrated. And typically they check out, certainly mentally, but sometimes physically, especially in today's day and age. And then when you put on top of it that this guy was a 7-footer, you know, it's amazing to think about and look back that a guy like Frank Kaminsky, averaging 9 minutes and 3 points a game for 2 years as a 7-footer, didn't just quit. But he hung in there. He worked at his game to keep improving. You know, he wasn't a locker room cancer, and he ended up, you know, leading the Badgers to 2 straight Final Fours and being a first-round pick. And, you know, that's something that a lot of kids can relate to, maybe not being 7 foot, but a lot of kids can relate to the fact that, hey, I don't think coaches, you know, I think I'm getting a raw deal from the coach, or I think I should be playing more, or this or that. And our natural inclination is to just quit or to look outward as opposed to looking inward. And you know, whether you're 7 foot or whether you have a cannon for an arm or whether you have great footwork, you can always do better and you can always make your situation better and work on you. You can't always control the outside situations. And I thought that example of Frank Kaminsky was a very good one. You know, that even if you're not a 7-footer, you can understand thinking you should be playing more, but not having that opportunity or not being developed yet. And then, you know, you just hang in there, persevere, and all of a sudden, you know, you're one of the best players in the country. And as a senior, you're a unanimous college player of the year. So, you know, that's certainly a story that I think can resonate with a lot of student athletes. But, you know, that's kind of near and dear to some of your listeners' hearts with the Wisconsin Badgers.
Well, having 9 minutes be longer by 9 minutes than my entire playing career, you know, it's tough because there's the star athlete, those who are has-beens, and then there's those of us who were never wases. And so we look at those people and we say, wow, they must really have it all together. And that's part of the reason why you wrote this book, because you want off the field, off the court, middle school and high school athletes to understand the role they can have and the good they can do leading. Am I right, Jamie?
Yeah, and you know, Ollie, it's certainly sports is that entryway. Sports is that thing that's on our mind the most if we're an athlete. But, you know, the lessons that we're learning in sports are going to be important that we take with us when we're in our marriage, when we're in our work. You know, there's going to come a time when we don't like that we have to take out the trash in our marriage, metaphorically or literally. But we won't like some of the roles we have in marriage, or we're going to have a rough day with our family, or we're going to feel bad, feel sick, but the kid's screaming, you know, now you got a flat tire on your car, or your boss is yelling at you, or you just don't like that you didn't get a promotion. So there's going to be a lot of things in life that sports can help teach you. And so take advantage of those opportunities. Plus, they're going to help you on your team. You might have a chance to get a ring. You might have a chance, like Frank Kaminsky, to, if you don't quit, if you work on yourself, all of a sudden, you know, it's almost going to be like an overnight sensation that took 2 years. You know, all of a sudden, man, this guy's a great player, you know, just overnight. Well, it took a couple of years, but yeah, you know, he persevered. And you talk about role. I think about, this isn't a sports story, but I think about a guy named Charlie Plum. And Charlie Plum was a Vietnam War vet or a fighter pilot, you know, one of those Top Gun, Tom Cruise types back in the Vietnam War era. And he flew 74 successful missions. Unfortunately, on his 75th mission, he got shot down, he parachuted out, and for 6 years was a prisoner of war. And then with a prisoner exchange, he got released eventually. Well, years and years later, he's at this restaurant in Kansas City, and this guy comes up to him and says, "Aren't you Charlie Plum?" And Charlie's like, "Well, yeah." He goes, "Man, I want to just introduce myself." And Charlie's like, "Well, I don't know who you are. I'm sorry." He's like, "Well, I'm the guy that packed your parachute that day." And those kind of stories, it's like, wow, because our role in sports or whatever, you know, we're a bench player, we have to lay down a sacrifice bunt, or we have to be the fullback in the football team that has to block instead of getting the handoff. And sometimes we don't like our role. But when you think about, you know what? I bet that parachute packer didn't like his role. I bet that parachute packer wanted to wear the cool sunglasses and the cool uniform and have the wings on his shoulder and wanted all the glory and wanted the women to like him and know who he was. But instead, he was cooped up packing parachutes. But if he didn't pack a parachute that day the right way, if he didn't come to work that day and was excited about the role, even though it wasn't an exciting role, but if he was excited about what part he played in a bigger picture, then Charlie Plum, when he parachuted out, probably wouldn't have been successful with that parachute. And you know what? Nobody would have pointed a finger at that parachute packer. They would have been pointing a finger at Charlie Plum that maybe he could have done something to avoid getting shot down. The same way at the end of a game, you don't notice the guy that sets a bad screen. You notice the guy that just missed the shot. But it all matters the same, because whether or not you set a screen right or didn't set a screen right, you lose the game. And people point at that person that shot the ball, but it takes, you know, John Wooden, the great college basketball coach, used to say it takes 10 hands to score a basket.
Well, that's where we're going to need to leave it, Jamie Beckler. And we appreciate you joining us one last time. Let us know where people can get this book.
Yeah, it's called The Leadership Playbook, Become Your Team's Most Valuable Leader, and they can find it at theleadershipplaybook.com, and they can pre-order it now, and it is released on July 25th.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
Thanks, Ollie.